This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I got into the car with a drunk driver. I don't really remember much, but I do remember waking up with the car on its side and just hurting. I mean, I'd hurt my neck, I'd hurt my back. The worst part was my leg was shattered. I really didn't know what to feel. I knew that I'd gotten in the car with the drunk driver. That felt like that was my mistake, but I wasn't the one driving and I wasn't the one that caused the accident, so I really wasn't sure how to feel. I talked to my mom and she ended up recommending just calling the advocates. Even though it was complicated and I felt like maybe I'd made a mistake or I felt guilty, there was zero judgment from them. I felt like they were always on my side and they were always doing what was best for me. Really, it gave me my life back. I was able to stop replaying all the decisions I made and I was able to just move forward and really start rebuilding my life because the advocates really took care of everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. If guilt is keeping you from getting help, just call us. We'll represent you and remind you that you deserve justice.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Things You Can't Touch.
Wow. No, don't touch it.
This is season 2. I'm very, very glad. I'm very excited. I'm very happy to present episode 1, and our guest for episode 1 in fact sits to my left. Samantha, do you want to introduce yourself to the people?
Hello everyone watching. My name is Samantha.
Spoke on top of you, sorry, can't do that again.
She told me to introduce myself and began to introduce me.
My apologies for that one. Put up your Instagram or TikTok so people can follow you.
I actually don't really remember my Instagram. I think it's the same on all platforms. _samantha_i.
Find Samantha.
Forgive me if I'm wrong.
You can even go to the things you can't touch and then like go to the follow to who the things you can't touch.
The followings list or followers list, whichever one you please to go through.
Wow, thank you.
And I'll be on both. But yeah. Follow my TikTok, follow my Instagram.
Follow Samantha on all platforms and just get ready to enjoy the conversation. Samantha, so the question I have for you today is, in fact, Samantha.
Yes.
Do you think that we should care about what other people think?
What an interesting question.
It is. It's just based on you, wherever you want to start from, like, whatever, you know, wherever your mind takes you, do you think that we should actually care about what other people think? And in terms of what?
Okay. What a loaded question. I called it niche before, but thinking about it, deep in it, it's not actually niche. Like, people talk about this a lot.
In what sense?
In different forms. Like, wow. I feel like it's a broader question, like it's an umbrella sort of question for questions like, should we care about what we see on social media? Like, is social media real or fake?
Yeah.
Living for yourself. Like, there's so many things that we can talk about.
Yeah, I agree. I think there are two branches, like, and you basically, like, just explained it.
Yeah.
Should you care about what other people think in terms of when people, like compliment you or they try and criticize you, that's one. And should you care, in fact, that's the two, when they compliment you, when they criticize you. And is it ironic that you would think, because I think for me, if people compliment me, I would care what they think. Yeah. Like, I would take it in more. But if people criticize me, I would be more reluctant to take it in. But somebody once said that, tell someone that they're ugly, they'll remember it for the rest of their life. But tell someone that they look good, they won't believe you for a second. That one, like, was
that's why what you were saying was interesting when you said if someone compliments you, you'll care more.
Yeah.
But if someone criticizes you, you'll be reluctant to take it in. However, I believe that yes, you'll be reluctant, but you will care more.
Yeah.
Because you're going to dwell on it and you're going to be thinking about it. And again, going back to the quote that you mentioned, you're going to remember it for a lifetime.
Yeah. I don't know why that is. I think we can't unpack why that is, but I think it's really interesting that you emphasize the word care. Like, at the top of my notes is even, how do we define care? What is to care? Like, what is to care about somebody's opinion? Does that mean that you, like, you take it in and then you act on what they say? Or does it mean that you just, like, hear it and then you brush it? Or, like, what is to care about somebody's opinion?
Going off of what you were saying when you were explaining yourself before,
mm-hmm.
I think to care is to think about something for a long time. I think the duration of time in which you think about something...
That's the word.
...is, like, to ponder, to dwell on it is to care.
Yeah.
To speak about it with people around you.
If so the duration of time is what you're taking into consideration when it comes about
duration
caring.
Of time.
How long
how you long think about it. How long it sticks with it, you. And how often you speak about it to the people around you.
That's true.
How eager you are to spread whatever whatever the person has said. You relay it to other people.
Yeah. If someone... Okay. So, like... Initially, like, one thing, based on what you said, that I think about is, like, bullying, for example.
Yeah.
So, like, if people get bullied, because, like, a lot of people are bullied, school is not a nice place.
It's not even...
Especially
it's not good to,
as well.
It's not good to touch
on not good to touch on those things, for real. But, yeah, when it comes to bullying, that's what we're here to do.
Touch on the things that you can't touch.
The things you can't touch, thank you. In terms of bullying, the reason why someone can get bullied is because they care about what somebody thinks of them.
Yeah.
Because anyhow, like, you didn't care about somebody calling you ugly, for example,
you wouldn't ponder on it.
Yeah.
Hence, you wouldn't spend a certain duration of time, which I think to care is to spend a prolonged period of time thinking about something,
or reflecting on what someone
but you said. Have to take something in, like what you said, you have to receive it to be able to dwell.
Yeah.
You can't dwell on something you haven't received.
Elizabeth, in fact, said that it's the first time that I heard it before, and I'll say it all the time, which is offense is not given, it's taken. And when she said that, it was like, wow. It was even like introspection. I have to think about myself because sometimes I would like to think, oh yeah, that's really offensive, but like, to who though?
To who though?
And why is it offensive? Because you took offense.
Because you took offense.
You better carry that offense and give it right back
to
the
know
person
what I mean?
That you got
do you
it from.
Actually know what I mean?
Because that's what, and also, it's like, do you think you'll be happier if you stop caring about what other people think?
Oh, 110%.
Wow.
Like, without a shadow of doubt, I'd be happier if I stopped caring about what people think. Because I'm not going to sit here and say I don't care about what people think.
Yeah.
Because going back to, like, the bullying point, I'd like to expand on it more in the sense that your upbringing matters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the sort of culture that is rooted in, like, where we came from, just being Nigerian, having parents that care about what people think, parents who are image obsessed, especially with me, like, things have to look perfect, or my mom always says, don't wash your dirty laundry outside.
Yeah,
why wouldn't you want to wash your
because
dirty laundry outside?
Looks.
Because of how it looks,
and because,
and
of
because
what it appears,
you care
and
about
because you care about how people
how people are
going to
take
it
and receive it.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is why, like, I think I'd be happier if I didn't care about what people think, because I've been socialized my whole life to care about
what people
think. So even if someone says something that, like you said, they're not even trying to offend me, but I've taken offense from it.
Yeah. It's because you care and because you're now sensitive.
It's because I care.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dwell on it.
And you're looking to hear it, type beat.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you care.
And because I've been socialized to be privy and be switched on to, like,
pick people's opinions and internalize
it.
I like that line, sorry, I'll cut you off. Pick people's opinions
and internalize it.
But what I've realized is sometimes when it comes to the conversation of, do you care about what people think? Why do you care about what people think? And just the concept of caring about what other people think is always a negative connotation to it. But caring about what other people think does not have to be negative.
I don't think it's inherently bad.
Wow. And why is that?
I don't think it's inherently bad to care about what other people think.
Why?
Because it is important to be able to take correction. If you're doing something
wrong.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Bring it up.
If you do something wrong,
yeah,
and you have a good support system around you, you have good friends, you have good parents, yeah, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who are willing to call you out, yeah, so that you don't do that again, so that, yeah, you don't look stupid.
Smart for
like, you ought to care,
yeah,
about what they've said and what they think.
Because I was literally just about to say, like, you know what I mean? I say this often, which is, I really appreciate the people that I have around me.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate the small circle of friends that I have, because anyhow I'm doing something that looks higgy haggar, anyhow that I'm doing something that looks scary,
that's not appealing.
The first people who are going to tell me about myself are the people who are close to me. Why? Because they care about me.
Exactly.
Therefore, I should care about what they think.
Exactly.
Me. And it's not everybody that you should care about the opinion of.
And that is what I was going to say. The people that you care about are the people whose opinion you should care about. Wow. Like what you just said.
That was the word.
Like, yeah, if I don't care about you,
if you're not significant or important to me, then your opinion is not significant or
important. It holds the same weight.
Wow. That is
reflective.
That's literally
it.
That makes sense.
Because to care about someone is to know them.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know people to care about them.
Yeah.
You cannot have a negative opinion on me, or even a positive opinion in some instances, when you don't know me.
Yeah.
Because where is this opinion coming from?
Like, I don't like that type of thing. And I think that's the issue with social media. I think that's the problem, which is why a lot of the opinions on social media are taken negatively, or
that's
appear to be negative, because you don't know me. Because all you can see of me right now is, look, you can see me through a screen.
Exactly.
You can see what I look like, and that's about it. You've never had a conversation with me in order for you to, like, start commenting.
Even being in spaces with people where it's just like, you're in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't interacted. I'm there, you're there. You can't have an opinion on me because you don't know me.
Don't
just because
know
we're in the
me.
Same space. Just
and
because
just because you've seen me, what I look like.
Yeah, just because you've seen me around, or see me in that room, in that space.
Doesn't
you
mean
still
that you know
don't
me.
Know me.
Yeah.
Therefore, you cannot. Not that you can't give an opinion on me. People,
yeah,
are going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And humans can do what they want. But I should be, like, smart enough to know this opinion doesn't matter. Therefore, I shouldn't care what this person thinks. Because they don't know me enough.
You don't know me.
They don't know me
because
enough.
I think people who are in an esteemed position in terms of leadership, not only leadership, but in terms, you know, like, pretty privilege, mm-hmm, works two ways. Pretty privilege works in a sense of, oh yeah, you get the benefits of people being nice to,
mm-hmm,
you, people giving you free stuff and things of that nature.
Mm.
But pretty privilege is not always privilege in a positive sense.
Mm.
It's the privilege of having people look at you and have an opinion about you. Just because I look a certain way doesn't mean that you can, like, have that any opinion of me,
yeah,
and then act on the opinion. I think,
yeah,
that is also furthermore another issue. You're now acting on your opinion of me.
Yeah.
Your prejudice of me, because you've prejudged me without knowing me.
Based off of how I look.
Yeah. And I think that to me is also very frustrating.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so easy to, like, lean into the negative connotation of having
caring
an opinion
about, yeah,
on
caring
someone.
About what people think.
But that's, like, that's the two sides of the coin.
Yeah.
And I find it really interesting that the distinguishment help.
Did the word
distinction?
Like, the word ate you up. Try not to allow words to eat you up. Try to eat the word.
Me. I should eat the word.
Yes, please.
I'm the one that's speaking them. The distinction between a good caring about opinion,
mm,
and a negative caring about opinion is just about the proximity of you to the person that the opinion is coming from.
Do you get
and that
me?
Is so interesting. But for me, it's like, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line between people who,
yeah,
have good intentions for you and people who just want to show you shiggy?
Because somebody can have a close proximity to you, but it's like they're fake. And you just haven't identified the fact that they're fake yet.
Like, isn't that a word?
So proximity, I don't think it's fair. Yeah, to...
There was a story. The story was like, I don't know where I heard it from, but it must have been like, one day, someone had a pet snake.
Mm-hmm.
And they just bought
the
snake.
That's really interesting.
They just bought the snake.
That's nice.
And the snake loved them so much. It appeared that the snake loved them so much, and the snake was like all lovey-lovey of the person.
If this ends where I think it's gonna end, I'm going to
the snake was being all lovey-lovey of the person, and then the person realized that the snake wasn't eating. Like, the snake wouldn't eat any food at mm-hmm. all, and the person was just like, I need to take the snake to the vet. Like, I need my snake to eat. The person took the snake to the vet, and the vet was like,
I know this story.
Do you notice that your snake is like really close to you? Like, does your snake like always like stay close to you, stay by you? And they were like, yeah, like the snake loves off of me. Like, the snake, it loved me dying. And then the vet was like, the snake doesn't like you. The snake just wants to get close enough to you so that it can eat you.
The snake was in fact sizing the person up.
Sizing the person up so that it can eat them.
Yeah.
Waiting days and days so that the stomach can be empty so that it can eat them.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has. I don't know the relevance of that to the concept of caring about people. No. You do know the relevance. But, like, it was,
you wouldn't have brought it up.
I don't, you're right. Snakes, I don't know where it came
snakes
from.
Can be close to you.
Yeah.
And by snake, we know what we mean. Yeah. Like, everybody knows what we mean by snake. Not the literal animal.
Not the literal animal
but
snake.
But fake people... Yeah. People who don't have your best interests at heart, like you were saying, can be so close to you, and it appears that they love you.
Yeah.
And then they begin to, like, plant seeds of doubt in your mind, drag you away from your passions, tell you that what you're doing isn't good.
And it's, like, the opinions that they have of you, you would think that is genuine and it's coming from a place of love, but at the end of the day,
because of their proximity to you.
Yeah, because they're so close
to
you.
So I don't think proximity is a good enough metric to use.
I love that sentence.
It's not good enough.
To measure, like, the distinction between somebody who cares about you in order for you to care about their opinion.
I think...
And the reverse.
It doesn't work in its isolation. Like, it doesn't work in itself.
Yeah.
But if you now add the relationship that you have with the person who is in a certain proximity to you, it begins to make sense. Because
in a sense that...
people live at home with their parents and their opinions of their parents are not doing them any good. Their parents don't want the best for them. Or their parents think they know best.
A lot of people have narcissistic parents.
Who want you to do what they want you to do, and they don't care about you.
And it's not even about that. It's about wanting you to only go so far so that they can pull you back. Because they want you to rely on them.
Yeah.
That's the concept of a narcissistic parent.
And that's why proximity isn't a good enough way to measure why you should care.
The person who borned you, that is the closest person to you.
That's the closest proximity you can ever get. And yet they don't have your best interests at heart.
Yeah.
Therefore, the opinions that they have on you, you shouldn't care about. Which is why you hear a lot of people say in, like, movies... when someone's family rebelling against their parents, I don't care about your opinion.
Yeah, I don't care what you think. Because that's what's been holding me back. That's what's been stopping my glory this whole time.
But regardless of you being my parent or not, like, they say things along those lines. And it's like, because although you're in close proximity to me, I cannot care about your opinion any longer. Because
so what, family doesn't mean nothing then?
Where did we get that from? How did we get there?
Because people think blood is thicker than water in it. But I've seen and heard a lot of people.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Coming on the finger of life. Half the time, the biggest issue in my life is family. Yeah. But because of the concept of, because they're family, like, you have to put up with the way that they treat you. You have to put up with this. So is it a thing where family don't mean nothing? Is family on the same basis as everybody else? Like, their opinion is, like, on the same basis as everyone else or what? Because at the end of the day, family can disappoint you in the same way that normal people can as well. So
understand. Like, I understand what you're saying. That's understandable.
Why am I shouting?
You're not shouting. You're not shouting at all. Yeah. Again... linking back to a point I made towards the beginning,
yeah,
that mind, not the mindset, because it's not your mindset, but what you just said is deeply rooted in Nigerian culture. I don't want to say African, because I can only speak for myself.
Speak of Nigerians, right?
But it's deeply rooted in Nigerian culture to say things like blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
Well,
like family comes first.
Family comes first.
Yeah.
But if it gets to a point where those sort of that sort of mentality is allowing somebody to just stand there and be taking floggings, both literally, and like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
So you haven't really answered the question, though.
Throw it away. But yeah, don't worry, I'm touching on it.
Okay, because I was going to say,
you have to throw that sort of mentality away. It's not ideal to be thinking blood is thicker than, okay, it's a cultural thing that we need to, like, if your family is holding you back, you need to remove that.
Yeah.
Now, to actually answer your question, family doesn't matter because they're on the same level as people. Yeah. It goes back to what I said before.
Yeah.
Whether you're my mom, whether you're my dad, it depends on the relationship I have with you. Remove the title.
Mm-hmm.
The title, at the end of the day, is only a title.
Yeah.
People have dads, but they don't have a dad that they are close to.
Yeah.
So it depends on the proximity and the relationship that you have with that person. So it's not that family doesn't matter. It's what is your relationship with your family?
Mm-hmm.
Those within your family, what sort of relationship do you have with them?
Yeah.
And that's when you begin to delegate whether you should take their opinions in or not. Do you know what I mean?
I understand where you're coming from. So I'm just not sure if you agree with what I said, because when I said it, even I was outraged by what I just said. But now that I think about it, I'm thinking, but wait, hold on though, because what you just said, you can apply that to your friends, because what you just said is about how close you are to the family member. In the same way, it's about how close you are to your friend. At the end of the day, family and friend is like, it's the same thing to me when
not
it comes
really
to caring about the opinion of other people.
No, I think where the two split, because they are very similar, but where like they branch off is the expectations you have for the people in your family. Like the expectations you have for your mom are not going to be the expectations you have for your friend, whether
that's
they're your best friend or your longest friend.
That's true.
What I expect my mom to do, I don't expect my friends to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of examples. I was going to say cooking for me. It's not obligatory that any of these two parties cook for me. However, I'd expect my mom to make me.
But like, I feel like one of the core examples is just like raising you to be a good person.
Do you know what I mean?
Your friend
just
is not responsible
not
to
responsible
raise
for
you
my upbringing
and to fix your attitude. Like,
my mom is
all
responsible for putting up with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she brought me into this world.
Yeah.
Whereas if a friend wants to cut you off, they have every right to do so.
They have no obligation.
There's no obligation, and
the
it is blood.
It is,
blood is also where it
where
branches
it
off,
changes.
Like, where it changes.
Yeah, but I just, I personally just don't understand the significance of, like, the substance in our veins and how that's different to the relationship that I can, because some people that exist is like, that's my sister.
I know,
and it's like, you don't have to be born from the same parents. And like, we wake up in the morning and it's like, I will go to church and I'll pray for you. And like, I will exist and I'll think about you just like that, because to me you're a sister. So but in the same way, why is it difficult for us? I'm shouting. In the same way,
you're speaking at a good volume for the mic to pick it up.
Right, as the mic is like right here.
You've done this before. Don't ever doubt yourself.
Thank you so much for taking me
Don't
here.
Don't ever doubt yourself.
But anyway, on this, like, in the same way, I just wonder, why is it so difficult to switch it, in a sense that, why is it so difficult to say the same thing about family? In the same way you can easily say, oh, my friend is my sister, why is it difficult for you to just say, oh, that family member is just a friend type beat, nothing significant, nothing important? As you said, it's about the expectations. I understand, but
expectations, but I'm just, again, it's just like, because you share the same DNA, you
don't
ever want to like say,
just
me and that
them
family member, we don't gel.
Yeah,
but if you don't, you don't.
Yeah,
and like, even if you don't explicitly say
you
that,
you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
Yeah, but even if you don't explicitly say that, time will tell. Like, it will come to light that you and that person in your family aren't close.
Yeah,
especially when you grow older, you're not living in the same house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with siblings, if your sibling isn't close to you, if you and your siblings aren't close,
you're just never gonna see them.
You're never gonna see them once they go, like, you go off to uni or they go off to uni or you
and
guys
then they start working and then they buy
their own
you're house
living
and then
separate
living
lives,
and
even
families
though within your household, everybody's living separate lives.
Yeah.
You're forced to now merge, like, there's overlap at certain points. But when it comes to a point where there's no need for you to contact that person, there's no need for you to talk to that person, there's no obligation.
Yeah.
Things will come to light. Like, it will be clear and evident to see, like, you don't have a relationship with this family member. It doesn't have to be explicitly said that.
Low-key, though. Cool. Low-key, don't shout at me. Low-key, I feel like your mentality is, believe it or not, subconsciously coming from that Nigerian tradition that you were talking about. Because when it comes to...
How can it not? Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's what
How
made
How can
you.
It not? It's what made me.
And, like, if you begin to isolate yourself or, like, remove yourself from the things that made you, then who are you? Type you. So, I really, like, wow. I admire the fact that you're steadfast in your identity in order to argue like, and make the point that you ought to make. But that's just a completely separate thing.
As long as I can acknowledge that that's where it comes from.
And that you accept it.
And I accept it.
And, so, like, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
The next thing that I also wanted to mention was, is the opinion that you care about the number of people who have the opinion? Because, for example, if, like, we posted a TikTok... as we made a TikTok. If we posted a TikTok...
Don't let that go over your head.
Don't let that go over your head.
Don't let it go over your head.
Anyhow, like, we post anything on social media, for example. And there are 100 comments. 99 of the comments is, I don't like the shape of your eyebrow, for example. And one person
that
is like,
we were saying in the
I
beginning.
Love the shape of your eyebrow. Which opinion do you care about? Do you care about the opinion that you prefer... Or do you just begin to care about the overwhelming majority who said that they don't like your eyebrow?
People might shoot me for saying this, but this world is a negative world.
Wow.
Like, as I hit the microphone, I'm so
sorry. No, don't worry about it.
The world is a negative world.
I agree.
And people like
to... The world is cruel.
Cruel, wicked, bad.
Oh, the things that are going on in the world. Like, the world is actually horrible. Sorry, as you were.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So...
You were saying?
As much as it's not ideal,
yeah.
If there's 99 comments telling me that I look good or that like they like my face, or 99 comments telling me they that I don't look good, they don't like the shape of my eyebrows, they don't like this, they don't, just 99 negative comments. Let's put it like that.
Over 100.
And one positive comment.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I hate that that's the way I am.
Yeah.
But I would dwell on the 99 negative comments.
I agree, and I don't think you're the only one. I think definitely a lot of people, if not everyone, will do the same thing.
Because it's a negative world. And even if you flipped it, if there were 99 positive comments telling me I look good and one comment telling me I looked bad, although it would slightly change because I feel like it'd be easier to ignore. And maybe, like, you know when I was saying, when you care about something, it matters the duration on how long you think about it, how you ponder on it. I might not ponder on that one negative comment as long as I ponder on the 99 negative comments.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to ponder on it.
Yeah.
I might send it to my friends.
I was going
to
say that.
I will talk about it.
Yeah. Even if it's one.
Even if it's one. And if you flip it, negativity always stands out.
Thank you for saying that. Because it links to the psychological idea of negativity bias. Human beings have a negativity bias, which is that whenever it comes to like any negative aspect of anything, that's what you're more inclined to dwell on.
Yeah.
And I just don't know why that is. When there's so much that... There isn't so much to be happy about in the world, I'm not gonna lie. But
I think that's why.
Oh. You drew me out.
That's why. There's not so much, like, you even stopped yourself from saying there's so much to be happy about in the world.
And there isn't.
So why wouldn't human beings have a negativity bias?
Yeah.
You expect the worst because all you are surrounded by is
the worst.
The worst.
Or do you think that
that my negativity bias speaking?
Thank you. Chicken and egg situation. Because I was going to say,
what
came first? The negativity bias or the negativity in the world? It's a mouthful. These are the things you can't touch. Because that one
I even want to touch it. Like,
you want to touch
hot,
it and you can't.
I can't. They've dragged my iron. They said you can't talk about it.
Because, like, I'm actually... Because I was even... Before I asked, you already landed on what I was going to say. Which is it not your negativity bias, which is... picking out and looking at the negatives and magnifying it to a scale and to a level that it doesn't actually exist? Or is it actually that the world is actually negative?
I don't think I can ever answer that.
I don't think I can either.
Yeah. All I think I can do is talk about it.
Yeah.
And... I'm not even looking at your notes. Genuinely, I'm thinking because it's such an interesting question. Like,
yeah, take your time, even.
I don't know if I should bring religion into this. Like,
you can talk about whatever you want.
Don't know.
Bring in religion. Let's see how religion plays into it.
So from the beginning of time, as a Christian,
yes,
the story is Adam and Eve. Do you know what I mean?
In Genesis.
In Genesis. Wow. Chapter 1, verse 1.
At that.
And almost immediately, mm-hmm. we see in the book that sin has entered the world.
Yeah.
And God is angry
yes.
at the world for sin entering the world. Feeling negative in itself is not inherently a sin.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things that are sins are negative things. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It took me a minute because, like, the words jumbled together.
They jumbled together.
But I got there, yeah.
As in, like, it's a sin to kill people because morally, like, it's a general consensus that morally that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool, sin has entered the world.
I think, low-key, as in, you know, chicken and egg?
Mm.
Yeah.
Because with the Genesis thing and the Bible thing, it's, like, it's given God made everything good. Mm-hmm. Everything was perfect until human beings started acting silly.
Thank you. Silly. That's exactly what
the
I'm trying to say.
Is, or the human beings. Things started to become silly when human beings started acting silly.
Yeah.
Well, when human beings listen to the silly...
So the silly, in order to convert into the silly. Yes.
And the silliness is the sin.
Yes. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. To use the word silly is what is going
crazy.
The
silliness is the sin.
But yeah.
Because I don't like to come on... This is my first podcast. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't like to come on podcast and say... Yeah, what Elizabeth said, essentially. Like, the world wasn't silly until human beings started making it silly.
Yeah.
Like, who I believe is the creator spent 6 days. Mm-hmm. He rested on the seventh.
Wow.
Love that for him. 6 days, day and night, no sleep.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't sleep nor slumber.
No sleep, wake up.
No sleep, wake up. And he made everything, like, perfect, essentially.
Yeah.
The world was perfect. It was good. And it was good.
And it was good.
And he rested.
And he rested afterwards.
And then when human beings began to act out.
Now he's jumping. He's
silliness entered the world.
Yeah.
Silliness entered the world. And so that's why I think negativity came before negativity bias. Like, a negative world existed before a negative bias. Because how... For negativity bias to come before, you would have to be born negative.
But the likes of Hobbes believe that we are born negative. That we are born...
He said the state of nature is what?
Nasty.
British.
And
short. Oh. That's why it's not good to be short.
That's how they're going to come and cancel us on the internet. Oh my God.
Too bad.
She said too bad. She said you're short, too bad.
Fair enough.
No worries.
We all study Hobbes. Like, study in Hobbes. Immense detail.
Yes, I did, in fact.
Immense detail.
In that key debates, in like, more
Hobbes will never know me the way I know him.
Wow.
And it's not even... It's
and that's not, even a word.
It's not nice.
And that's even a word.
Yeah.
But, I'm just going to change the trajectory of the conversation ever so lightly once again. And what I want to ask is... Other people... It's not really a question, it's just a statement. Other people judge you by their own standards.
Oh, yeah.
So, if that doesn't align with your standards, isn't that a thing where you just say it? And, like, the most, like... I don't know what it is about eyebrows that's doing me today, but I'm just going to use the eyebrows as another example. Some people don't like straight eyebrows.
Yeah.
Because for them, the straight eyebrows, it doesn't bang for them.
It wouldn't eat on them.
So... For like, someone will comment on somebody with straight eyebrows video and say, like, maybe next time arch your eyebrow, like, don't do a straight eyebrow. But to the person,
and that person is a silly
who enjoys the straight eyebrow, like, is it
they shouldn't listen to the opinions of that person?
They ought to say Ed because their standards are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hold me to a standard that you hold for yourself. A lot of the time, what I realize is people who have lower standards tend to want to lower the standards of people who they can see who have higher standards.
Yeah.
People just be hating.
Haters, because your standards for yourself are low.
And like you hate
and
that.
And you want to lower my standards.
So that I can like be on your level instead of you trying to raise yours.
Raise yours.
People are so boring.
Not even to match mine, you can raise yours and pass
be above, even though I'm the baddest and you can never supersede me. You can't. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Co-possible.
Right?
Doesn't work.
Now I need water. This is shocking.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
You know, I'm frightened, I'm terrified, and like, horrified is the word. You know the terrorism that we're talking about? You're the terrorist in the question.
Thank you.
You are the terrorist in question, actually. As I will now move my microphone and myself away from me.
Ever so slightly. Don't ever cough like that again. I will even like shift as well and help you.
Anyway,
yeah,
you were saying?
People lower other people's standards, Sha.
Yeah, they lower other people's
standards. It's about projecting. A lot of people project in this world, and it's like, keep your issues to yourself.
Keep your issues to yourself.
And leave me alone. It has nothing to do with me. Your problems have nothing to do with me. It really frustrates me, mm-hmm. because I realize that, and then I start feeling bad because you're just bad energy, and you're projecting it onto me, and because of the negativity bias, now I'm taking it in and I'm making myself believe that maybe I'm the problem and they're right. But at the end of the day, you're on 50% and I'm on 99%, and that's your issue.
Oh, you're on 100%.
Wow.
Don't let them tell you.
Because there's always room for improvement.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, that's the conclusion I came to.
Yeah.
There wasn't much more to say on that. If you have anything else to say, you can.
People do it in every sort of instance. And I think what will make it easier to even not care about people's standards again. Yeah. I keep talking about upbringing, but I think upbringing is so important. Like, my standards were shaped by my environment, by my upbringing, by the people I know, the things I've seen, the things I've been through.
And the things that I've experienced.
The things I've experienced. How can I now be enforcing my standards on other people when they haven't been through the same things I've been through?
If everyone thought like that, the world would be such a better place.
And
so I just want to understand why I'm real. In a sense that...
I don't think I can help you unpack that entirely.
Like, oh, no, you can't, yeah. To be honest. I can't even do it for myself. But like, somehow I feel like I just... Because what you said, like, I'm genuinely thinking about it. And if everyone thought like that, then
the world would be such a better place.
But your thinking comes from your upbringing. Like, yeah. The way you think comes from the way that you're brought up. So what's different about the way that we were brought up compared to the way that other people were brought up? Because the same people that that we went to school with, for example, are like, shocking still.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is that about? But anyway, that made me think about another question, which is like, is your ability to care or not care about people's opinions, because we've already unpacked how to draw the line and where, mm-hmm. do we start, where do we stop, but is your ability to care and not care based on, like, as you said, it's based on your experience, but do you think it's like something that happens over time? Do you think that when you're 80 years old, you're just not going to care about what anyone thinks? Do you still think you're going to be caring about people's opinion when you're 80?
No.
Wow.
And it goes back to what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Duration.
Yeah.
When you're 80, you don't have time to ponder and dwell on what someone has said about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, scientifically,
yeah.
if you live to 80, you don't have many more years to go, really.
Wow.
So, like, in the most scientific way possible,
yeah.
you don't have the time you had when you were 16 to care about what somebody is saying about your eyebrow. Will you even have eyebrow?
It's not for trying to drag the 80-year-old on the internet.
Eyebrow, you know, that's, I feel like that's why some people's parents are, anyway, your parents will never be wicked and bad in Jesus' name.
Wow.
But like, I feel like that's why some people, like older people, that's why some of them are relentless in their bad behaviour. Or like, that's why some of them, they don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't care what nobody thinks. Their children can cry in their face and tell them that, like, you are not a good parent.
And you've hurt me. And you could list out what you've done. You could bring receipts and say, this yeah. is what you've done. And they don't care because, why? They're 65 years old and it's like, why am I going to wake up and decide to change at 65?
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm going to do whatever I want. And if it's being a bad person, I'm going to be a bad person.
That's really sad, though.
It is. Because the way really
sad. I was thinking about it was in a good way, but, like, you, like, flipped the script on me.
Sorry.
I was thinking in a sense of, like, now you can just be who you are and, like, just be happy and content in yourself and know that,
yeah.
like, you're just you And no matter what no one says about you, you're not going to feel any type of way because, like...
And that's the beauty in aging. Because even the older I get, the less I care about what people say.
I agree.
It hurts. Like, it's... Not, hurts is even a drag, please.
Like, it doesn't hurt, but it's like...
It's not like, nice to hear.
I think it's irritating. It's like, irritating. Why are you saying that? Yeah.
But I've noticed as I've gotten older, negative opinions from people that I don't care about or care about have a impacts different effect you. On me. It impacts me different. Like, not even that it impacts me less. It impacts me differently.
Okay.
Before, it would cause more upset.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just causes anger. And it's like, why are you talking to me? Why would you say that?
Okay.
I don't like you.
Do you think it's really anger? Because... Anger is like, is it like a negative feeling that it causes? Or is it just like a, I don't know how to explain it.
I don't think it's like, why did I have to hear that?
Yeah, I feel like it's more of a frustration than an anger.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
frustration then.
Because
like,
to be angry about something is to suggest that you care about it so much, to have such a strong
emotion.
Opinion
anger
towards,
is really
like,
strong,
yeah.
An
emotion
towards it's just
it.
Frustrating.
So it's more frustration, like you're irritated, like you're just...
Like it's less...
Going, like it's giving
yeah.
like your aunt...
It's less upset. Like maybe when I was... 13, 14, 15, 16, yeah. It was like,
people
will
enter
me...
into depression. And yeah, little kids
upset.
Are so horrible. And I don't understand how at that age you're so horrible. How?
I mean, I don't understand.
No, but genuinely, how though?
I
like,
don't get it.
Anyway.
Upbringing. Eden, I keep trying to tell y'all.
How were you brought up? How were you brought up in order for you to
that's
go to
true,
school?
That's true, because it's not always upbringing.
And bully people.
Somebody could be...
What happened to you? And sometimes it's just...
Upbrought in a good way, and they still and go out to be a stupid person.
Brought up, maybe. Just a suggestion.
She spoke about me.
It as well.
Because the word was right there.
Do you think that... If you agree... with somebody's opinion about you,
mm-hmm.
do you think that that's about my windpipes just like stopped. Do you think who am I going with the question? Bear with not without me, I'll get there. Okay, at the end of the day, do you think that what, like, when you agree with somebody's opinion about you, do you think it's about what is right and what is wrong? And it's like, how do we know what's right and what's wrong? Like in the same way, like with the eyebrow, like which eyebrow is right?
None. It's up to you what you want to do with your life.
So isn't all eyebrows right then?
Yeah, whatever makes you happy. I think that's just the simple answer, really.
Yeah.
It's whatever makes you happy.
Like, we don't even need to talk.
And like, that's because
it.
That's what causes issues. And that's
yeah,
what causes
just
the silliness
very
that
much
Elizabeth
and a lot,
was. People just doing too many things, going to look for apple that they said don't. Go and touch.
Right.
That's what, like, when you just begin to talk too much, you begin to, it just causes room for confusion.
Yeah.
And obviously the world is not that simple, like what we were talking about. Like, if it was that simple, wow, everybody would be so happy. Everybody would be so, so happy.
Yeah.
But just, if it makes you happy, do it. There's no right shape of eyebrow to do. There's no right lip combo. Do what makes you happy.
So in that sense, why do people give their opinions?
Because they feel like it matters.
Oh,
and not to say that people's opinions don't matter,
but some people's opinions actually don't matter. You're right. So people give their opinion.
All the factors that we discussed.
I think as well as
determine whether it matters or not
they
to
think
a specific person.
That sorry, I cut you off. What were you saying?
Don't even be sorry. But like everything we've spoken about determines whether it matters to a specific person. So Elizabeth's opinion could matter to me, but a stranger on the street is not going to matter. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or even Elizabeth's opinion could matter to me and my cousin's opinion doesn't matter. Regardless of like...
Also, do you know what it is about? It's also about what their opinion is of and what they're making their opinion on. Put their,
you
put
need
help,
to
put their
have...
Opinion on. Because like, for example, like if your cousin were to tell you that... Like, if someone who doesn't do makeup, for example, were to tell you that your under eye is too bright, for example...
What do you know?
Like, what do you know? And, like, you can't actually keep your opinion towards
well,
yourself.
Well, like, do you know me well enough to have such an opinion on me? Like, what if that's my brand and that's what I want to do?
Yeah. What if that's who I am?
Then you don't know me.
Yeah.
So, therefore, the opinion doesn't matter.
Because, like, for example, I like Nicki Minaj's, like, people know her for pink hair. Is it pink hair?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Just pink
on
in
on
general.
Normal,
she's just a pink.
Yeah, so on
pink.
A normal thing, it's just, like, if it's just you, if you just saw Nicki without knowing who she is and knowing her brand, it's, like... oh, like, the pink hair's not eating, I'll be real. Like, it's not everyday pink hair. Maybe you should, like, try black. But I was like, you don't know me.
You don't know her. Your opinion, you She's made millions off of that pink hair.
And even at that, like, maybe Nikki's going to watch this and Nikki's going to say, I don't even, like, like to do pink hair at the end of the day. So I'm just talking out of my actually. So that's also a possibility. Mm. But at the end of the day, it's just a bunch of, we don't know. Like, we don't know anything.
We don't know.
A lot of opinions are problematic because they are based off of either false perceptions, false conceptions, and false interpretations. Ate that is what I think personally.
The way it even flowed out of my mouth,
like, and like, it was just conceptualized in my head. It's just a lot of, and also misinformation
and is also, like, I'm so passionate about that thing.
A lack of information. People form, because at the end of the day, you're never gonna know everything.
You can't.
Sometimes it's the littlest, like, bit of information that you're lacking that is,
your opinion's now skewed.
Yeah. Now your opinion is messed up.
Too far gone.
Yeah. And now it's just like, you look dumb now.
You look stupid and you look silly.
Yeah. Which is why a lot of the time I keep my opinion to myself, I've realised. I have a lot of opinions about a lot of things.
Why do you think people give their opinions?
About a lot of people as well. That's a good question.
Because you asked me and I said because they think it matters. Yeah. But why do you think...
Yeah. I think people give their opinions because... human beings are so... Not only are human beings just so knowy-knowy, but human beings think... that they're the best, in a sense that they think that they can prescribe someone to do something and they ought to do that thing because they said it. I think people give their opinion because they want people to act on what they've said, because they like, people seek, they crave touch and communication, and somebody responding to their opinion is enough for them.
It's an act of communication in itself.
Even if the person cries, even if the person is sad, even if the person deletes their account,
they feel satisfied.
If the person smiles, if the person is happy, if the person says thank you.
Because...
That was scary.
I don't know what's going on, but that... Anyway, that... Yeah, like, I've always tried to understand the psyche of why people leave hate comments.
Yeah.
Like, I've been talking about this a lot in the past couple of days. Like, why do people leave hate comments? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have the opinion that you don't like that person's makeup. Their makeup is fugly. And their makeup is just, whoa. It's whoa.
It's just whoa.
Like, the makeup, if, like, you were to see it, you would jump in the street. But
in the street at that.
Why must you comment?
Why must you express it? I agree.
To a human being with feelings.
That's what I was even going to say. Forget feelings. Forget feelings. For me personally, forget the feelings. Do you care? Like, do you even want to hear that to me? It's not about whether, like, do you even want to hear it? Do you have the time of the day to hear what I have to say right now? Because I think I have a lot of opinions about a lot of things and about a lot of people. And I say that to the people who care. And sometimes I don't even care.
I'm just
talking because I'm talking. But it's a thing where I'm not going to go to that person and be like, oh, you're this, you're that, or I think, especially if it's a negative comment. Because it's just like, why though? It's not necessary. Because more time I realise that people have negative comments about people that they don't know.
Then
why are you talking to someone that you
exactly.
don't know? And the issue that... Sorry, microphone. The issue with social media is that people become so exposed so easily.
So they think they know you. They think they know you, but you don't know me.
I hate that thing called exposure. Now I'm in a position of visuality. Now you can see me. Also in a position where people can see you, people begin to talk about you.
They begin to speak.
That one there, that upsets me. Why? Because you can see me now. You want to have an opinion on me, right?
It doesn't work like that.
And in order to have an opinion of me, you think that you know me. And let me tell you something. Yeah, even my lecturer doesn't know me. Even my seminar tutor doesn't know me.
They don't know me.
My seminar tutor can't give an opinion on me. They can give an opinion on the writing that I've written, though.
Yeah.
Well, you can't give an opinion on me.
Because that's what they want to do. But you can't give an opinion on me.
If you want to give an opinion on the work that I've created, even at that, I barely care. Because who are you? Because the seminar tutor can, because they're the seminar tutor, so they ought to give me an opinion on the work. But, like, if a random person just came, read my essay, and then said that they think this, who are you, though?
And that's why the phrase, take everything with a pinch of salt, keeps me alive.
Wow. Unpack that.
Because with a pinch of salt...
In a sense that...
I'm only ever going to take...
pinched salt.
A fingernail. A
fingernail.
Of what someone who doesn't know me has to say and thinks. Even if you do know me, you could be my best friend, you could be my mom. But if I deem that in this situation... You don't know enough about the situation. Yeah. You don't know enough about the context and me personally in this life. I just want to be soft. Over-explaining is a curse. It's a disease. We shouldn't be doing that. I'm not going to over-explain myself to anyone. Wow. If your opinion, I don't deem it fit for my situation,
yeah,
I'm going to take it with a pinch of salt.
Well, I hear it.
I'm going to take it with a pinch of salt.
I don't even know where I came from because it was even an outburst, but I realised that this, like, this concept of opinion is like you're very entitled.
It's so entitled for you to have an opinion on me.
And in fact, do you know what?
I think I should take it as Bible.
You should. That is the issue. Ate that because I was just about to like have an opinion. You are allowed, possess it, keep it safe, package it, keep it under your bed, sleep with it at night.
Use bubble wrap. Opinion. Carry
However,
on.
When you share the opinion, that becomes a problem. Why are you sharing your opinion? I don't care. And then it's like, because we're human, at the end of the day, a lot of people can be like, you're saying that you don't care about people's opinion, but obviously you care. Because like, you're shut up your mouth. Because at the end of the day, I'm so sorry, because at the end of the day.
She said,
shut up your mouth. Because simply at the end of the day, if anyhow somebody came to you and said, oh, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, you are going to care even in the slightest. That's the truth. We are human beings. And at the end of the day, what we cannot do is disregard the fact that we are human beings.
So I was on my motorcycle heading home, is going through this intersection, and this car just turns left in front of me. They said they didn't see me, obviously, and I hit him broadside, flew over the car, and landed, broke my arm, busted my shoulder. It wasn't good. Luckily, I had my helmet on, but yeah, I was mad. So a buddy told me to call the advocates. But, you know, I've always been skeptical of lawyers, right? But I called them. They were cool. They listened to me, and they were on my side for sure. They took care of everything. They're a good group of people. They helped me get what I deserved. They worked with the insurance companies. They got everything paid for. They fight for you, and they're going to go for the win.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. I totally get that bikers are independent, but when someone else causes a crash, you need a team as tough as you. Give us a call.
Whether people like it or not, because I don't like feelings personally, but we feel. So at the end of the day, you know that your opinion is going to make someone feel a certain type of way. Keep it to your damn self.
That is so true. That also answers the why do you think people give their opinions? Because they think it matters and because they know the impact it's going to have.
Yeah, but that means people are born and you're wicked and you're bad.
Because...
Sorry, I want to go back. Sorry, finish what you're...
You actually no. How can Elizabeth miss that?
In my way,
she gnawed her teeth.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, what was I even saying now?
No, because you were gonna say something, but I want to come back to something else that you said. Say what you want to say.
This
conversation is really fucking me.
Opinions. They give their opinions because they think it matters.
Yeah,
and because they know the impact it's gonna have on someone.
How?
I post TikToks. I know how I would feel if somebody was to leave a hate comment under my TikTok that I know I've posted because I feel like I look good. Yeah. I never go on TikTok when I don't feel like I look good. That's I'm posting on TikTok when I think I look good. Yeah. So if I now see someone's TikTok and in I can tell, because as a human being with a brain, you can tell when somebody thinks that they look good and that's why they've come on social media to post.
Yeah.
If I leave a hate comment, knowing how I would feel if somebody did that to me in the specific situation of me trying to look good and I tell them, you don't look good, you need to fix this, you need to do that. And it's like, it's not constructive, it's genuinely just hate.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible and wicked person.
Oh,
because I know
up.
What it invokes. You're so beautiful. Why would I go out of my way to invoke negative feelings in another human being?
Before I go back to what you said before that I want to unpack further, I was going to say something and then you just unpacked it without knowing that you unpacked it.
Wow.
Why are you leaving hate comments when you know it's not constructive? Because what I was going to say is some people deserve hate comments. But what I realized is that's not true. They don't deserve hate comments per se. By definition of a hate comment, they don't deserve a hate comment. They deserve
criticism
that can construct them to become something else. Because some things that you see on social media is like, sis, take that down.
like
sis,
do you know
that.
What's so mad, yeah?
Right.
It was like 2 nights ago. I was on TikTok as we are, and as I saw someone's TikTok. I like. The makeup that I was describing before when I said it's fugly is whoa. That's the sort of makeup. Is whoa. That's the sort of makeup. That's the sort of makeup I saw.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not going to leave a comment on this girl's TikTok unless I'm telling her the pointers of where to blend, where to smooth things out, how she can tone down the brightness because it was 100%. It was bright. It was 100%. It was bright. And it's like, I think I was even in Fiona's room. Like, I'm going to show my friend, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
But I will never,
ever... That's the thing. You should see your friend and you're going to laugh, and you're not just going
to... I'm never going to let somebody know I'm laughing at them when I don't know them.
Unless I'm trying to help you genuinely.
And the comments that open the comment section, you guys already know. Like, you know on TikTok when you see a TikTok and...
And it's like running straight
to the comment section. And there's people in the comment section commenting... I already knew what the comments were going to be before I opened them.
And it's like, but why though? Samantha, how are you reading my mind?
Because why should we know how the comments are going to be when we see something
that... Yeah, I wanted to go straight back to that hate comment, that thing that you said. Why do people leave hate comments for real? Because I feel like we didn't unpack it.
Her comment section was horrible. Like, it was diabolical. And people are so rude. And it was, I think it was Nigerian TikTok, so you know it was even worse. And she made a reply video and she said, you guys in the comment section are horrible and you're mean, because it's like, you're not giving me criticism on how to improve my makeup.
You know that's somebody's 9 months. Oh, you know that's someone's child. That's someone's sister. That's someone's mom.
That's somebody's...
I thought that was your shock. Yes. Speak from guys, experience, I think.
Sensitive world. 9 months, that's the term of a pregnancy. Let's just call it what it is. Right. 9 months. Do you know what I mean? Even if it wasn't 9 months, sorry. Do you know?
Sorry, if it wasn't 9 months, Sha.
But that is someone's...
Somebody's intended 9 months, Sha.
Offspring. That's someone's offspring. But I mean, whether the parent is alive, dead, or... Sha. Person still born them.
The point is that that's somebody, someone. You know, that's somebody, someone. They came from somewhere. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people forget that, you know, like, the same way that you wake up and that, like, maybe you greet your parents, maybe you don't greet your parents, but the same way you wake up and, like... You were a child once. You were somebody's prized possession once. And maybe right now you're somebody's prized possession as we speak. Relationships change and people get into different types of relationships.
Yeah.
People belong to people. And this is the way you're talking to people. And it's because of the internet. Even if
they
don't
belong to anyone, they are a human being, like we said, with feelings. Yeah. They belong on this earth.
Yeah.
They belong on this planet because they're here. So they ought to belong.
So, like, a genuine question, like, if you leave hate comments, please tell you comment down below.
Like, I want to
understand, like, when you said your psyche, that was a word.
Yeah, like, genuine hate comments as well. Not, like, on your burner, laughing emojis to a hate comment. Yeah. Or, like, genuine, like, you look so ugly, you look so fat. Like,
go kill yourself.
Go kill yourself. I hate you, dad. I need to understand the psyche. Oh, like, my God. Why do you do it? Like, does it make you feel better about yourself?
I think it's a mental health issue. Like, it has to be neurological or psychological. It has to be. Because if it was any forward, straight-thinking person with emotional intelligence at
They wouldn't do that.
But I feel like people emotional intelligence still leave hate comments anyway. Why?
Again, because they know the impact that it has on people.
That's so manipulative. So you're
using your emotional intelligence to do bad.
And unfair.
And it's wicked. Nice. Yeah, that's not good. Nice. Because, like, I would never leave a hate comment.
First of all, I don't have the time. And second of all, like, what do you mean you can see my username that I commented? Commenting on a video in the first place is already convo for me.
Oh, like, let alone a hate comment. You could open a comment section and find me there.
Oh. Guys, remember to follow Samantha on her TikTok and her Instagram. Try not to find her in the comments though.
Try not to find me in the comments.
No, she wouldn't have left any hate.
But I don't.
As you were.
I would never leave hate. I'll give my opinion sometimes because I know. Like, but should I say this? I was going to say I only give my opinion because I give my opinion majority of the time when I know other people are going to agree with me. And why do I care that other people are going to agree with me? Why can't I just have my opinion, feel like I need to leave it and have no likes?
Yeah. That's interesting.
I prefer to give my opinion when I know
it's
the most widely accepted opinion.
Yeah.
There's even been a trend on TikTok that people have been making TikToks that is like, or tweeting, when I see someone getting flamed for an opinion that I wholeheartedly agree with, and then it's like them basically saying they're going to stay silent because people don't agree, but they agree with the person that's now said this thing and that person's getting flamed.
Yeah.
Why should you be shy of your opinion?
Why should you be shy of your opinion? The world is an interesting
because
thing,
it's not the general opinion of other people.
Yeah, and that herd mentality, that group,
sheep.
Everybody, and the thing is that thing, I don't like using. Wait, sorry. Oh my gosh. You're shocking.
You ought to cut that out.
It was needed.
I
want to keep that.
I can't say that.
And she ate it the second time.
Yeah, man.
What's that even saying?
that herd culture.
And yeah, I don't like to use words that people popularize on the internet, like boundaries and like, but I'm
gaslight.
Gaslighting. People have taken gaslight and they ran.
There's
an actual philosophical definition of gaslighting and some things that people are calling gaslighting or not gaslighting.
The race is
but
over.
That's not why we're here.
Try to stop running.
What I'm saying is that sometimes one of the buzzwords that I was going to refer to was buzzword. The word toxic.
Oh.
Like that one. Okay.
They popularized that one and we've never heard the end.
Sorry. Even the other one on TikTok that they use. Let's normalize. Shut up. How about we don't normalize it?
Let's normalize and it's the most outrageous thing.
Like it's the
most most outrageous thing.
It's not the internet. Gosh,
you know what I want to bring up quickly? I don't know if you guys know. You know the woman that sang one of our favorite tunes, as they're paying them. It is Richie Mama on TikTok. Richie Mama on TikTok. She has a page on, like, she posts her children, and she has a daughter with autism called Mel.
Wow.
And I always see her content with Mel. Like, I always see the pictures that she takes and like the things that she posts because she's raising awareness.
Yeah.
Specifically for African
thank you because I
was parents who have children with autism, because it's very easy to say I'm gonna pray it away, I'm gonna beat it out of them, or just to ignore it. So she was raising awareness. She does those things, like she posts her daughter so that people can see black children have autism, and this is how you how you deal with it, because everybody's going to deal with their child in a different way, but this is how I deal with my autistic daughter. And the comments are so bad. The comments are Africans, like we were saying, in there that are 65 years old who have no intention of changing, because people are replying to them and they're so stubborn and so headstrong that they're right, you need to beat this out of her. Why haven't you taken her to church? It's a curse from back home. To the point where it came to my attention a couple of days ago, she started blurring out Mel's face when she literally used to post all about Mel. Like, she blurs out Mel's face.
Because you know it is, I have clocked that her TikToks have changed.
To now Kemi, which is her daughter who came from Nigeria. Husband.
Mel is no longer on her.
That's really
when it initially started to raise awareness. And imagine being like,
trying to make a change and doing something. And because people
imagine being a parent who's navigating being a parent for the first time, and it's like your child is autistic. She's so real. She would show Mel running around.
She'll get hate from both sides of the spectrum. Because the reason why I respect Richie Mama so much,
Big Mommy!
Big Mommy of life, is because, even though Mel is autistic, she parents the way she would parent all her other children.
Of course.
But, it's doing something that she shouldn't be doing. It's not going to be like, oh, yeah, this one's autistic, I'm going to leave her. Pick that thing up. Pick it up. Do what I'm telling you to do.
And she'll say it in a way that she knows Mel understands, obviously, because you ought to tweak the way you speak. But it's the same principle.
People need to start keeping their opinion to their damn self. That's that. You know, I brought this child up for how long?
And you're telling me
that's her daughter.
I should beat it out of her.
Somebody should tell my mom how to raise me when my mom been known about me.
Kudos to her for just removing Mel from the situation, because
and still being herself.
But why did those people feel the need to leave those comments? Again, if you are someone who would leave comments like that, please let me know. I'm genuinely interested. I want to study you.
Please, can you comment down below, who you are? And
I am a troll.
I'm
a troll. No, but I feel I leave hate comments.
You know,
so that we can have a conversation.
I dead ass feel there's a difference between trolling and leaving hate comments.
Yeah, there is.
You can troll with your meme and your profile picture and your fake name, and you can use your account with your picture videos.
Trolling is different.
That is you, and you're hating on people.
That's your whole identity. You have your school in your bio, your age, address. it's the whole you.
And are you not scared that somebody's going to come and dox you?
Oh my gosh.
Cyber crime. Cyber terrorism. People are committing serious acts of violence on the internet.
On the TL at that.
So don't ever leave a hate crime on your... I can't tell anybody what to do. My opinion doesn't really matter.
I don't know what to do because my opinion doesn't matter, because I don't know you that innit. But
try not to do it because it's not nice.
Try not to.
People have feelings.
You're level best and your hardest.
People have feelings. It's not nice.
So, Matt, we've done a full circle.
We have. And I'm so upset because we didn't...
We could actually go deeper, but the time has run away from us. somehow far.
Well, for the time to have ran, and it feels like I've barely,
like, we've barely touched, got into the crux.
We didn't get into the crux.
Guys, we try to see Samantha in another episode. Like, just comment Samantha down below if you like.
Bring part two. I'll bring part two.
Bring back Samantha.
And I'll have like a lot more energy, I feel like, because I'm nervous. Although you might not be able to tell.
Yeah.
I am nervous because it's my first time. Like,
we're just a bit shy. In front of the microphone.
In front of a microphone, in front of a camera.
Samantha, I feel like they're going to want you to come back though.
They must ought to want. You have to want me. Who wouldn't?
Don't ask questions before people start giving their opinions. Right?
And then they'll say, I asked. Like, a real troll, yeah, is going to... Like, I hope a troll doesn't. Like, this
a troll is going to enter. And they're going to say something.
Because me, I'm no better than anybody. I have negativity bias.
Yeah.
I am...
Guys, don't
inherently don't, negative.
Don't be.
If you leave a hate comment, I would dwell. I could print it out and stick it on my wall.
At that.
Try to be nice. We're just girls. If you have anything to do with social media, please bring me back on because I have much to say about that thing. It's a really interesting topic.
As a matter of fact, I enjoyed you.
I enjoyed this so much. I just want to let everybody know it's nice to get in front of a camera and a microphone and talk. We just gave our opinions.
We just gave our opinions.
For an hour.
On the concept of opinions for like an hour straight. Yeah, so people are going to have their opinions about that.
That paradox. Like, I'd be paradigm.
It's a paradox.
Paradox was enough.
Paradox was sufficient.
That's why you ought to stop talking.
As this has been episode one of season two of The Things You Can't Touch.
Numero uno.
Guys, make sure you come back for the next one if you enjoyed this. Like, actually comment on all the things that we said that you should comment throughout the video and things of that nature. And thank you so much for watching. Samantha, just drop your Instagram one more time.
_SamanthaI. Not Samantha Tai. Samantha I. It is spelled Samantha Tai, but it's my name and my surname. See, spirit of over-explaining is not good. You need to cast and bind it. In 2024, I shouldn't be over-explaining myself, but she only asked me one question, you know, and she told me to drop my TikTok and Instagram handle. This is so bad. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my episode. I've never gone to become a child of myself. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I love laughing off, man.
Wow.
So I was on my motorcycle, is going through this intersection, and this car just turns left in front of me. They said they didn't see me, obviously. Broke my arm, busted my shoulder. A buddy told me to call the advocates. But, you know, I've always been skeptical of lawyers, right? I called them. They were on my side for sure. They took care of everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. I totally get that bikers are independent, but when someone else causes a crash, you need a team as tough as you.
I got into the car with a drunk driver. I don't really remember much, but I do remember waking up with the car on its side and just hurting. I ended up talking to my mom and she told me to call the advocates. Even though it was complicated and I felt guilty, there was zero judgment from them. I felt like they were always on my side and they were always doing what was best for me.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. If guilt is keeping you from getting help, just call us. We'll represent you and remind you that you deserve justice.